You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
You're listening to Monster Voice in the Morning on WQLF, Audible, Iowa's only classic rock station, The Wolf.
For some reason, I really just wanted to do that. Are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? You've been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new tool or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com for a limited time only, and you're going to get 50% off just about any item. That's not all. When you select your one item at 50% off, you're also going to receive three free adult DVDs for a little inspiration, plus a free extra gift so sensual we can't even mention it on this podcast. And to top it all off, we're even going to throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type RIOT, that's R-I-O-T, for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get three free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code RIOT, R-I-O-T, at adamandeve.com.
Today in the news, Robert Kelly was cited going to be at Governor McGuire's in Bohemia, New York, on the 4th and 5th of May. Then he's moving on over to Kansas City, Missouri. Why? That just got settled not too many years ago. At the Kansas City Improv, he's going to be there the 17th and the 18th and the 19th. Why, that's 3 days of laughter. RobertKellyLive.com for all your dates.
All right, we are recording, as they say in the fucking biz. I got this fucking hamburger. It's fucking, I'm not going to eat it. I took a couple bites. Thank you, baby. We're here. I'm crunching ice. Everything they hate. This is a Thursday edition of You Know What, Dude podcast.
Yeah.
And you know who's back.
Who is it?
You.
No, I don't want to say it myself.
Joe fucking DeRosa.
What's up, man?
Is back. A lot of people have been fucking asking about you. A lot of people like when Joe's coming back. Not that many people, but a lot of people. Not as many people as I thought.
A few.
No, but no. A lot of people have where's Joe? What's going on? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And now you're back. But this show has been, you know, a bunch of people last few weeks. Uh-huh. But now this one's just me and you.
Right.
Because this is, I don't know how to say it.
This is a little bit of a sadness.
A little sad. I mean, because here's the original podcast right here. The original one was me in a car.
Right.
Or somewhere with my phone. Right. And then it turned into slowly me and you.
Right.
And that fell apart. And then it slowly turned back into me and you. And
right.
And then started becoming...
Well, then it was you and Dan for a while.
Me and Dan. Dan stepped in because you had to go on the road. You had to do some shit.
Right.
So Dan actually stepped in.
Right.
And then and he got real, real hot, real quick, real popular. And you stepped right the fuck back in. When that was happening and took your chair back and your mic and put that little fucking big headed fucking 18th century whore face in check. But
the fans did take to him rather quickly.
Yeah, you know, it's annoying because I do too, and it bugs me that I like him. You can't not like Dan. It
bugs me that you like him too.
His charm doesn't fucking, his powers have no effect on you.
He's no. I love Dan. I went through that same thing with him where I was like, I love this fucking kid. I don't know why. I just
and then
really
what
like
happened?
Yeah, I still love him. It's just the luster of it isn't, you know, just it's not new anymore. I've known him, it's been like years now. So
right, yeah.
You know, I think it's still, you've really only known him for like a year, right?
Yeah, not even.
Yeah, so it's,
he's gonna wear off hopefully.
No, he'll just become your friend, and you just go, that's my friend, you know?
Like, he'll, let me tell you something. if another better podcast, if Burr was like, dude, I need a guy, Dan would be gone. He'd move to LA.
Yeah, he's a climber.
No, he's a fucking climber, all right. He uses that fucking pointy nose to get right up the side of a mountain.
He's got that effect on everybody. He, I brought him to, where the fuck, last Thanksgiving I did some gig in Pennsylvania, right near my hometown. It was a charity event.
Right.
And I brought Dan with me to open. And I was like, after we're going to hang out with all my friends I grew up with.
Right.
And we did, and they liked him more than me. Like, he became like, that. Like, he was like the center of attention all night. They weren't like, oh, our buddy Joe's home. It was like, oh, this other guy that we never met is awesome. He was doing voices there. All we were doing was hanging out in the basement and drinking. He was doing voices. And then the next day, we went out to lunch with my parents, and same thing. They just fucking loved him, man. They absolutely loved him.
He's just got good voices. he's got his voice is a fucking great. He just can snap out a really good character, and yeah. It makes me giggle. Dude, he makes me giggle. This fucking asshole does the Indian. Once you come to Chief, I'm just like, yeah, he does Fat Kelly. Okay, hello, you got Daddy Mike. It fucking kills me. This cocksucker, he's the guy that it's like who's the fat guy from SNL that died? Farley, right? Chris, yeah. Farley. Same type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nicest, and hopefully Dan will die of a drug overdose someday. Hopefully that will, you know what I mean?
He won't, man. I think he's gonna.
You can't die from pot?
You can't die from pot. And I'm frankly getting sick of how well it's all going for him. It's just, everywhere I go, people are like, Soder is just, wow.
Yeah.
I'm like, shut up.
It makes me sick. And I'm just waiting for it to fall down a little bit, just a little,
yeah.
so he can, I want to see him show up a little early and set the podcast up. You know what I mean? Be like, right. Hey, I'm here early. I got nothing to do, but he's got shit to do. And the fucking fans, I mean, even on Twitter, they did Dan Soder's hair. Like, it's like a fan.
I saw that.
We created a monster, Joe.
A monster voice.
We really put him out there, and he's just literally sucking all our fans up.
What was the dance? I saw that account, but I didn't know what was the
just
what
fan,
was the joke. Like, was it
just Dan Soder's hair? They love fucking Dan Soder's hairline. I don't know.
I guess. There was no like specific bit. It was just somebody thought it'd be funny to put his hair.
Yeah, because we make fun of his hair all the time. I don't know, but people love him. People fucking love this fucking Dan Soder right here. Let's see how many people he has on Twitter. Remember, we started out, he had 600, maybe, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe? Maybe, yeah. Maybe a few hundred.
Yeah, six. I think it was about six.
2108.
Wow. Popping. Dan's popping.
Popping.
Jesus.
That's, how, what is that? That's more than triple.
I know. I couldn't think of it either. I almost said quintuple, which was really wrong.
Yeah, well, I would have bought it. You know, I'm fucking dumber than you.
Oh, no, wait. No, it is.
All right.
Five times 600 is 2,100. Woo.
Wow. Somebody went to college in Pennsylvania.
Oh, wait. No, it's not.
No, it's not. My wife, who's smarter than anybody in this room, is shaking her head with a mouthful of hamburger salad. This is. But here's the thing. We started this podcast off. You know, I did it a long time ago, and then it kind of melded into this thing, and then it became. Then we did that live show where it hit that next level of here we go.
Yeah,
me, you, and Dan was supposed to be there, but we did that live show, which was fucking great. And then, you know, I mean, look, we've had our ins and outs, you know, in friendships and whatever, dude. We fight all the time, but also you have some stuff going on in your personal life,
right? Yeah,
and. You're gonna be moving away.
Yes, yeah. Right. So I without getting into too much private stuff, but
Joe's going to Switzerland to become a female. I'm sorry, I had to say it. I know what I'm supposed to tell people.
You don't have to go to Switzerland to do that anymore. I think you can do it right here.
I saw a movie. I think the first transgender operation or something like that was in.
Yeah, yeah. You used to have to go overseas. Right, yeah. Now,
it's a great movie. There's
cut
a movie
your cock
about
right
that,
off.
The documentary.
What was it?
Some broad. She went over there.
How bad did that first one must have looked?
Oh, I know. It must have looked like a catcher's mitt.
Oh.
Like the webbing in a catcher's mitt.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah.
Those first couple, it must have been like,
Like they were like, all right, what's the biggest dick have you had? They'd ask questions like that. The biggest dick you've ever put in, you've ever sucked. You know what I mean? Because we need to know how deep to make this fucking hole inside of you. Because that's what it is. It's just a hole, right?
Yeah, and all those early trannies like had like that, like the guys that would become women had that like stringy fucking hair. It never looked right. You know what I mean? Now it looks great. Like, you know, like you see our friend Bailey. She's got
wigs.
She's got.
Those are all wigs.
What's her regular hair look like?
Probably like. String, no. Probably look like you. She really has the same haircut as you do.
Does she have
I swear to God, dude.
Does she have short hair?
Yeah. It's probably short.
So wait, when she was here, she was wearing a wig?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, that is amazing fucking hair she's got.
Yeah, it's great wigs.
Holy
shit.
They're
fucking great wigs, yeah. Our trainees wear wigs, extensions, and yeah. That. What do you think? You think a dude is going to have fucking Farrah Fawcett hair?
Yeah, I know. I was like, her hair is voluminous.
Voluminous.
I only know that from those commercials, the Christy Brinkley.
She's got nice hair, though. It's like that Japanese hair. That really silky, yeah.
Okay.
Like the original back in the day photos, I think that was her hair. The videos, you know, when she had the, not that I watched the Bailey J videos. Honey, you got any more salad dressing? Anyways. But I think that who am I kidding? This bitch made sausage soup for the dude.
She did. That's a good point. But, I forgot about that.
Yeah, she wears wigs. A lot of them wear wigs.
Well,
sorry to burst the bubble.
What are you gonna do? You know,
not pull from the front.
Jesus Christ! But her regular hair looks like healthy hair.
Yeah, healthy hair. Yeah, yeah.
But those first. You see those old schoolers, man. Like it looks like their hair was falling out or something.
Yeah.
Something happened with the, I guess, hormones and all that stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, or it was just a balding dude with shitty, you know, male pattern baldness. You know, Gary's father's mother's father had a shitty hair.
Oh God!
And, you know, but he, you know, hey, you know.
Did you ever see that documentary? I Think We're Alone Now. It's
no.
On Netflix.
No.
It's about two people that are like obsessed with Tiffany, the singer Tiffany.
Oh, I did see this.
And the one guy was the her actual stalker.
Yeah.
And then the other one's like that tranny.
Yep.
Who keeps saying that she's fucking transgender or whatever. And it's like, or that she was a hermaphrodite. And it's like, yeah. No, you're not. You have had operations. She's nuts.
Right.
She's out of her fucking mind.
Right. Yeah. I saw that. It was a weird fucking documentary.
I had to turn it off. It was it was making me depressed. It was creeping me out, man. It was like, it was too sad.
Yeah. Some of those documentaries, the fucking, I watched one, Gasland, very sad. It was about the fracking. They're doing all over the country where they just crack the fucking earth's crust to get to natural gas, but it pollutes the waters. And they're doing it in New Hampshire. They're doing it in Pennsylvania and upstate New York now.
Oh,
like
great.
The places I go fishing. What's his name? Bush and Cheney. There was a law to protect, you know, these resources and forests and water. There was a water act or something.
Right.
And they put it so that, you know, they passed a law that fracking can actually bypass those water laws. So they can just pretty much frack anywhere they want, go in and fucking just pollute the water. They have to put over 200 and something chemicals to actually get the drill bit down into the water that seeps into the water. And people are literally lighting their water from the kitchen sink on fire.
Jesus
with
Christ.
A Bic lighter.
It's just you're done one way or the other, whether you smoke or eat fast food or whatever the fuck it is. All these things they tell you not to do, they can still fuck you with your water.
Yep.
It's unfucking real. You can't get away from it.
No, we're fucking.
There's no healthy way to live.
No, if they invent a time machine, I'm going back. I'm going back to the 1800s, right before around 1850.
That's too early, I think.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to go back when they had the bullets. But you know, because 1850 they had to do the you had to put the balls of the ball and then prime it. Like even the handguns, right. You had to do like a musket. I'll go back where the bullets came up.
Go back. I'd go back to like the 40s.
Fuck the 40s.
Because you could
still hit women. You're right. You could fucking hit women.
You could, yeah. You could smack a lady.
You could smack a chick for not putting the fucking cup down the extra 6 inches.
Well, I still don't understand what the extra 6 inches. What are you talking about?
Here's the deal. I'm going to fuck.
He doesn't. He wants me to put it down.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. You want?
I there's usually stuff, so I'm like, okay. Where am I gonna put it? So yeah. Make it a lot easier instead of me leaning over the computer with liquid for him to actually help me.
The last 6 inches.
Me to put it down for him and place it.
Okay, Joe. Here you go. Ready? Honey, you want something to drink? I'm in the middle of something, right? Yeah, I would. So she comes over and she'll hold it over me. Like she wants the last 6 inches, me to grab the cup or the plate and put it down in front of me. Because somehow this last 6 inches makes her I'm taking advantage, or makes her a slave. You know what I mean? You already poured the fucking drink. You got the orange juice. You got this Diet Sprite. You mixed it in a cup. You made an orange Jana. You put it in the fucking thing. You walked it over here. And the last, you can't just put it the fuck down. I'm not giving her the last 6 inches, Joe. Put the fucking plate or the cup down on the fucking table. Or don't do it. Don't ask me. I don't care. Put it the fuck down or don't do it. Because I'll go get it myself. I don't know. If I get thirsty, don't ask.
That's a good point.
But she set me up, Joe. She set me up for the 6 inches. Do you want something to drink? Yeah, that's nice. Here. Take it from here. Fuck you. Put it down.
I guess I would dawn on this one.
No, you don't, Joe. You're dangerous fucking Joe. You want to live in the 40s. We just talked about hitting women.
I'm about to.
Put it over here.
I didn't really want to hit women. I was just kidding.
Joe, you're moving back. You don't have to put up. You don't, she didn't. Fuck her.
No, I'm moving back. I don't have to side with you anymore.
Let's get into that. This is the thing. You're moving back. You're moving back to...
This is what happened. This is just really the short of it, and I'll try not to be too verbose about it because I ramble. Some stuff happened with my family. By the way, I apologize. I got some tweets from people that were going to go to these shows I was supposed to do in Tampa. At Side Splitters, I was supposed to be at Crackers in Indianapolis next week. I was supposed to be in Tampa this week. I sent out tweets about it. I apologize to anybody that might have bought tickets that wanted to come out, but I really do have a family thing happening right now, and I had to cancel all my April dates to go home. So I'm moving out of New York for a few months to help someone in my family get through some stuff. And it just kind of just caused me to, you know, without saying too much here, you know, the last few times we did this, I kind of wasn't in my right mindset, you know what I mean? And like, we sort of talked about that. And
yeah, I mean, personally, you know, I mean, you know, even besides this, you know, you've been under the, you know, you had a lot of shit going on.
Right.
But not only did we have shit going on business-wise, as far as the book has been a fucking, not a nightmare, but it's been a great process, but a very taxing process. This book has been very taxing on all three of us because we have to work with three people.
Right.
We've been working together for 2 years on a lot of shit. You got a lot of shit going on. Then you had this personal shit going on in your life.
Yeah.
Plus being alone and single.
Yeah, I know. Fucking having no one to turn to.
Well, seriously, man. I mean, I'm not saying that to bust your balls.
Oh, I thought you were fucking...
No, no.
Sorry.
I'm saying being single, dude, coming home... Let me tell you something. When you come home alone, and I've been there, dude. I've been there you know, just as you are. But I mean, I remember having problems when I first moved to New York and having to come home alone. And I live with a South African that didn't hardly spoke English.
Right.
And it's not like, you know, his advice would be, don't worry about my, what? Oh, fucking, okay.
Right.
You know, and it's hard to go, you know, to have all this pressure and to go home at night and not, and be alone. Is another motherfucking thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's tough. I still am not... I haven't slept right in it's got to be 2 months now. I just haven't been sleeping right at all. And, you know, that fucks you up and everything. So basically, it just, I got to this point where I was like, you know what? I have to step out of anything in my life that I'm not, that I don't have like a control over, basically.
Right.
It's different if I'm doing a project with you and Billy and it's our thing together or something like that. But it's like, I had to step back from anything where I was kind of working in a way working for somebody else. You know what I mean? Because it wasn't going to work for me personally where my head was at. And I didn't think it was fair to somebody like you or whoever else for me to come in and not know where I was going to be at and potentially not bring the right energy into your thing or to somebody else's thing.
Right.
So that's why I stepped back from the podcast and that's just really, that's all it was, man. It was just, that was it.
Yeah. You know, it's definitely, it's weird too. Cause you know, I mean, look, the chemistry between me and you and Dan too is, you know, phenomenal. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the fact that the you know, you think that we're all the same person, but we're not. We're very different on so many levels, but we're the same on a bunch of levels too.
Right.
Which makes it fucking great.
Right.
So, you know, but, and here it is too. I think that the best podcasts we do, a lot of times are just what we're doing right now.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Where we're just sitting across, or, you know, just me and you shooting the shit about, you know, that, it's weird. This podcast has become, it went from me to me and you to these interviews I did with comics on the road to back to me and you, then to Dan, and it now it's this show. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I mean, I like these little, the one-on-ones with me and you where there's nobody else around, because the fact that we do relate on certain things, is there's something about our chemistry together that's just like, what the fuck? It's just, it flows.
Yeah.
But you start adding like one or two or three other people into the mix, and it's like, this somehow me and you kind of fucking get disconnected a little bit.
Yeah, it was definitely different. And that's not a bad thing in the sense of like, I never looked at that as like, you know, I don't want you to think that I was ever like, well, what the fuck? This is stupid. You know, it was just different. It was just a different thing that I wasn't fitting into as well anymore. And we had, I don't even know if it ever aired, but we had a thing that we taped where we got into it. And that was the day we were kind of like,
we had a fight. We had a big fight, but it was, you know, it was definitely our, you know, I never aired that podcast.
I'm glad you didn't, because I honestly don't want...
Now they're going to want it.
I know.
You're a fucking asshole. I didn't bring it up. You brought it up.
It was... Listen...
I didn't bring it up.
For anybody out there that might say, hey, I want to hear... You don't want to hear it. It's not entertaining. It
was actually fucking brilliantly entertaining. It was one of the funniest podcasts we've ever done. Honest to God. And then one of the most... You know, psychologically, I've listened to it a shitload of times. Psychologically, to hear, you know, on the other side of it now, knowing where your shit was coming from and my shit was coming from, it really wasn't, it was where you were at all. And plus, and then add in this whole fucking Kathy thing, you know, which was just, I know Kathy, she can be fucking, I mean, just uncontrollable.
Yeah.
Rage.
Yeah.
Real, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And add all the other shit that was going on in the background of your life that I didn't know about, really.
Yeah.
You know, with your family, you know, that thing that was going, you know, the business, too. I mean, just the fear of this business that we constantly live in, no matter what, where you're at. Even if you're selling out arenas or selling out theaters, we're constantly, how long is this going to last? I mean, there's constantly a fear for a comic because we're such solo creatures that it's all going to go away.
Dude,
that we're not going to have enough.
It's fucking brutal. I was saying to Dawn before we started recording, like I was
You
like,
talked to my wife without me?
You were here.
I'm kidding.
You just weren't listening. but we were talking before we started recording, and I said, you know, I got to go stay in Pennsylvania for a few months. And I was like, but I have to, I'm going to have to figure out times to like commute up to New York and do some shows and do some stuff because I'm terrified right now. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to go away for a couple months. Is the business going to forget about me? Is it going to be that is everybody going to think I left? How do I just keep being out there in some way? But then you're like, dude, you can't. You got to deal with your shit. And if you can get up to New York once in a while to do something, great. And if you can't, you can't. But that's life. And when you come back, it'll be here. I'm not leaving for a year, you know. But it still scares you. 2 months, 2.5 months, whatever it is. It's like that fucking, this business scares the shit out of you. Where you think, are they going to forget about me? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. No, I look, I've had secret fantasies recently of like, moving out of the city and going, like, selling my apartment, getting a house, and kind of going doing that thing that people do. But I'm too petrified of, if I do that, I'm going to become that guy that is not, I'm no longer relevant. I can still show up at the Cellar or a comedy club and be relevant and kill it and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I can still do that. You know, I'm going down tonight. I'm still here, motherfuckers. You know what I mean? I know what you're saying. But like, I used to go down every night to a club, dude. 7 nights a week. If I was in town, I'm there two or three shows a night. You know, I'm working Tuesday. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm going away Thursday to Chicago, but I should be working tomorrow night. You get scared of like, oh, am I not, you know, or should I? I don't know. Can I take a Wednesday off? Fuck yeah. And you can go and do this thing and take, you know, do what you got to do for your family, and you're going to come back with something else, something new. You're going to have a perspective, whether it's because you realize of, you know, oh my God, what I had at my fingertips every night and I should have appreciated it, like, right. Wow, or I have a better plan now. I know what the fuck I'm doing. And don't forget, too, I mean, you have a major book coming out with right. Simon & Schuster. It's not like you're going away without shit on the table. I mean,
right.
You know, October, you know, we're going to go on a little mini book tour, me, you, and Burr.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to sell the fuck out of this book that we have coming out. That's pretty amazing, you know, going over it. So
yeah, yeah.
You got something. Go home, you're going to take care of your family, do all this stuff, and you're going to regroup, but you also have this huge event to look forward to. That's pretty cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I'm happy that I have some irons in the fire. I have some web stuff going on that'll be hopefully coming out soon, and then that'll lead into the book stuff and,
right.
you know, get back on the road like early summer, late, you know, midsummer. And right. So, it's there's something. You know, I'll tell you one thing, dude. It's really nice to, I mean, even 5 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to do this. Like, it was a really nice thing to be like, wow, I'm at a point in my career where I can go, I'm going home to help my family.
Right, yeah.
And, like, I'm not going to starve, and I'll be okay. I got some shit going on and whatever. Like, mm-hmm. That was a cool thing because, you know, we all know that we have those times where you're like, I can't fucking leave. I can't.
Yeah.
I've missed funerals because
I know,
you know, people that I love dearly because I was like, I'm in San Francisco. I can't leave the weekend. I have to do this
and
weekend.
You could have.
What's up?
You could have.
Yeah.
You could have. And I mean, in hindsight,
right. Yeah.
You're like, you know what? I could have done it, but your brain is in a different place.
Right. Right.
Your
right.
brain, you can do whatever you want. In the world's not your world that you've worked hard is not going to collapse. Is the point? It's not. You can go home now.
Right.
You know. I miss Don's mom's funeral.
Right.
I was going to Iraq. I mean, I was like, I'm coming home, and she was like, just go and do what you got to do. And it's like, that's something that haunts me.
Right.
Yeah, it fucking haunts me, dude.
Were you guys married at that point?
Yeah.
Because that's to me is like. Like Dawn saying, I understand what you're saying about like how it haunts you and you're like, ugh. At the same time, like that to me, like Dawn being like, I understand, do what you got to do. Like that's, I was going to say, if you weren't married, that would have been the moment where I'd have been like, I should marry this person because they're extremely supportive. Even in a time like this, they understand what's going on and you know what I mean? And
it takes a lot of tragedy to be happy.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of tragedy to be happy, dude.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of fucking terrible things on your part and a lot of terrible shit in life. Literally, you have to do a lot of terrible things to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think if you're a righteous human being, you'll learn from your mistakes or you'll learn from these fucking things that you've done and said and experience and all the fucked up things that's happened to you. You learn from those things to become the guy that hopefully someday you have a kid and then you pass what you've learned onto that guy or that girl. And it becomes better from there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if what... I'm not trying to get so fucking poetic. This is what I think life is about. But I think, you know, I think that's what it is, you know?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I have a friend that always says that. He always says, I can't stand people that don't understand depression. Like, without depression, you can't understand absolute joy. He's like, there's no way to understand the one without the other.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you'll never appreciate it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's the same thing with what you're saying, you know? It's like, you have to go through that tragedy so you understand how to get to happy and how to appreciate happy when it actually fucking happens.
I had something happen this weekend. I snapped at one of my friends. You know, something happened and, you know, he fucking said some shit that kind of fucked me up and... I was like, I didn't snap like fuck you, but I was like, all right, dude, I get, you know, that we had this fight of like, fuck, oh, that's bullshit, you know, fuck that, you know, I felt like shit, and I realized it's because I fucked up.
Right.
I was like, I fucked up. I shouldn't. It doesn't matter what he did. He might have fucked up too. He might have did. It doesn't matter. I know that I did something wrong, and the fact that I have self awareness and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I've learned. Okay. Let me just, I'm sorry, dude. Nothing. I fucked up. I shouldn't have did that. Blah, 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 blah. I apologize. Okay. All right, man. Great. No waiting for, but hey, what about, that's it, man. I'm out. You got it? Good. Immediately felt better. I didn't need his apology or him to acknowledge it. I just was like, okay, I know what I did. And that's what's bothering me because I don't want to be that person.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you learn from these fucking tragedies. You learn from the fights. You learn from the arguments. You learn from the fucked up things you do to people and the shit that happens to you.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So, I've learned more about myself from like the arguments I've had with you and Bill.
Yeah.
And I've, look, you have them with other friends too, but it's like, you know, that when we would get into those, we've had some. I mean, Billy said, dude, he goes, the fact that we came out of this process of writing the, you know, writing the show,
yeah,
script, and then the book together, and that we're all still friends. He's like, that says a lot for our friendship, man. Because, yeah. I mean, there were some fucking.
Yeah, we fucking.
There were some brutal fights, man.
I told you, we're fighters.
Yeah.
We're not. We're three of the same motherfuckers in certain ways, and we argue. We fight for a point. We fuck up. You know what I mean? But like to come out the other side, hang on one second. To come out the other side of that and you know, look, fighting and all that shit. What is it? Words hurt feelings?
Right.
Really? Shortcomings?
Right.
Really? Is that, that's what it is. It's not, it's not, you know, nobody killed anybody. Nobody fucked anybody's chick. Nobody, it's not murder. It's not genocide. It's not, you know, a fucking tsunami. It's not, it's literally hurt feelings and words.
Right,
that's all
right.
It is. So when we fight, whatever, stuff like that, me and Billy used to fight. We won't talk about, we'd physically get into it. We'd physically fucking get at it. And, you know, we would scream and yell at each other and, you know, we were very competitive sports wise and oh my God, we used to get into it, dude. I mean, I remember we played roller hockey on cement and just fucking slam each other into cement walls and fuck you. You fucking did that. Fuck you. You know, I mean, just two Boston fucking idiots going at it on the Upper East Side, you know, but, you know, it is, look, dude, you get through that shit. You move on.
Right.
You learn shit about yourself. And you just, you know, it makes you more intelligent. It makes you more aware of your own psychology and where you're at.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird, man. The, this was a real, I don't know if I can explain, but this whole thing, what's going on is like, this was a real eye-opening experience. In a weird way, I feel more terrified than I've ever felt, but I also feel more free than I've ever felt because right. I'm like, I'm about to go into this very intense growth process, you know, this sort of cathartic transformation. I know that's what it is. Like, it's going to be fucking intense. And the fact that I don't know exactly what's going to happen at the end of it because I gave up my apartment and I'm going to have to find a new place to live and all that stuff. That part of it is kind of exciting, you know? Right. And when you get that mortality thrown in your face, even though it's not your own, but when somebody really close to you, it's like, yeah. Hey, man, this person could die.
Yep.
You know, no matter how sick or not sick they are, just when that idea enters your head where you realize, oh, my God, it's possible.
Yeah, I mean.
It made me just make. It's just weird. It just makes you start making decisions more clearly where you just go, I'm going to do this. I need to do this right now. I got to go do that. This, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm going to stop saying no to myself about this thing. And, you know, from the tiniest fucking decisions, you know, to up to all the fucking major ones. Like, it just, it's a weird, interesting new thing. Like, it feels like a new phase of my life, you know? And yeah. I know you've gone through it with the people you've lost in your family.
Well,
and,
it's, I've, yeah, well, you know, it's weird when you're, you know, I don't know, it's weird. It does fade, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah. The urgency, you know, when Patrice died, it really was like, you could feel the bond between people, all our friends. It was a serious bond that happened, you know, all the, from all over the fucking globe. You know, comics, you know, we all, that bond, and that slowly faded, you know what I mean? Where right. It's like, all right, you know,
right.
You're back to being you.
Right.
You're back to being you. You know what I mean? You're back, yeah. You know, okay. Slowly, you know, but I get it, you know, even with me too, I guess, because your reality sets in and, you know, your fears, doubts, and insecurities, but your reality too. I mean, where you got to go and what you have to, you have responsibilities you have to do.
Right.
And, you know, it's hard work and hustle that gets you to where you're going to go and friends. I mean, I've learned, I think that's the business. It's fucking people who like you. Your yeah. friends in the business and your hard work and hustle gets you shit.
Right.
That other than that, there's a few lucky people that just get picked. But right. There's no getting picked.
Right.
You know what I mean? A few people do. But even the people that you think got picked didn't.
Right. There's
probably a lot of hard work behind where they're at.
Right.
And people like them. So, but anyways, dude, I think you're doing, I look, man, you know, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
You're gonna be fine. You're in this. You're in a definite different situation. You're coming back. When you come back, you get a lot of great shit happening. So you get to come back into you have something to look forward to with the book,
right?
You know, and that's what the greatest part of being a comic, dude. No one can ever take that away from you. No one can ever fire you. You can always fucking find, especially when you're established. You can always find work. You'll always be able to get on stage and make a living because you're a stand-up.
Right.
That's it. That's fucking great. You
yeah.
can't do that as an actor. You can't do that as a fucking musician. You can't do that as a painter. A comic, if you're funny and you're a fucking, you can go and find a gig somewhere. It may not be a fucking sold-out improv gig. It might be a bar in the middle of fucking nowhere in Pennsylvania, but you can still make your fucking nice $1,000. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 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 yeah. It was funny. Like, there was stuff I was able to pick up being in Bumblefuck, Pennsylvania, and just like, I can get this and I can go do that. And then I also knew, like, oh, I could call people way ahead and say, hey, June or July, whatever it is, like, I need to book spots. And I was like, I could start filling up all that stuff. You know, it's like they can't take it from you. You can just always. You can always go back. Once you, obviously, you got to establish yourself to some degree.
Right.
You know, but once you have some good connections, you can utilize them, man. You know, slide back in.
Yes, I'm chewing on the fucking podcast. Go fuck yourself.
What kind of dressing's on that?
Low fat ranch.
Is it good?
It's low fat ranch, dude. It's better than fucking vinaigrette. That tastes like a fucking old lady's asshole.
You know what I love, man?
I know, yeah. Shemales. old movies. References. whether you love velvet paintings.
Yeah, yeah.
Video games. What else?
Get the Good Seasons Italian, man. It's best dressing in the world.
First of all, it's the best segue I've ever heard in my life. Out of some fucking serious shit. It was perfect. It's exactly what we do on this podcast, me and you. We just segue into food or some fucking horseshit.
The Good Seasons Italian, dude. They're packets. You got to make it, but I mean, it's easy to make. You know?
I know what you're talking. I love those. I love that with the little. You got to buy the little bottle with the flip top.
That dressing, it's, you know, it's clear Italian dressing. Yeah. It's fucking delicious.
I'm going to do that. I do. You know what? I remember that. That's like poor people dressing, but it's really good.
Nobody likes it. Yeah.
Fucking really good.
It's the best salad dressing I've ever had.
You know what else is that's good on? A fucking Italian sub.
Yeah.
You pour that on an Italian sub?
Yeah, I know.
It's fucking good.
I know. We used to do that when we were kids. We'd get the subs and then dump that shit on it.
Oh, God. My favorite sandwich in the world, Italian sub on the fucking good French bread. Not the crunchy, crunchy. I like, you know, a nice soft French bread, okay?
Right.
And you pour the that oil, just douse it with oil. Slice lettuce, little onions, douse that bread with the oil, douse the sandwich with the oil, no vinegar. Just that Italian oil, salt and pepper. Oh, fucking dude.
Yeah, fuck vinegar, man. Yeah. I mean, I like vinegar, but I mean, on a sub, I don't like it.
No,
I don't care for
shit.
It. You know what else Good Seasons is good with is if you get like a home taco kit, like the old El Paso or whatever. Yeah. I take the lettuce and I mix it up in the Good Seasons dressing, and then I put that on the taco.
Ooh, that, you know what?
Fucking good, dude.
You know, you ever have Old Bay?
Yeah, I don't like Old Bay.
Really? You ever have it? You ever put it on wings?
Yeah, I've had it on wings and crabs and fries. I don't like it, man.
Really?
It's my least favorite seasoning.
Oh,
I get like mad if it's on.
I've never had it. I had it when I was at Magoobies. The last time they put it on their wings.
The fuck is Magoobies?
You haven't been to Magoobies yet? It's in Maryland. It's a really good club.
The club, okay.
Yeah,
No, I haven't, but I know what you mean. Now.
It's actually good. I mean, it looks like a community college when you pull up to it. Like, what the fuck is this shit? you know, like this where you get your fucking license. But the club itself is fucking really great. Great
That's
club,
nice.
Great crowds, great owners, hottest waitresses in the fucking world.
And they have Old Bay wings.
Old Bay wings, and I knocked my socks off.
Did you, you've done Laughing Skull, right? Or
I've
have you just?
It.
Oh, dude,
never done it.
I did it on that tour. When I went out for 3 weeks.
Yeah,
it's amazing. You got to do it.
Yeah, it's just the money was just like it was like wow, that much money for that many shows.
It's not a ton of money, but the room seats 75 people, dude. It's like,
yeah. I mean, I like the guy who runs it. What's his name?
Marshall.
Yeah, Marshall's
great.
A really good guy.
You remember the Remember when we had the show at, not the last place, but when we had it at Ace of Clubs, when you first did it?
Yeah.
It's like doing that on, that's like the room.
Where the fuck was it? Ace of Clubs?
Yeah, remember
that?
Yeah. It's like that on the road.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's fucking awesome. And then you, but here's the thing, they give you a voucher every night.
Right.
If you headline, they give you like $50 a night for food and drinks, which is plenty. They have that. I got that burger, dude. They have that fucking burger where it's like six pieces of bacon, a bunch of cheese, and then two grilled cheese sandwiches as the bun.
They have tater tots there too, right?
Yeah.
I beat that fucking food at that place is incredible.
Yeah, the Vortex. It's
attached to the club.
Yep.
Right. But every comic there has a beard, right?
A lot of bearded guys, yeah.
A lot of bearded motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's not bad to me.
No.
I really like the beards of comedy.
Yeah, they're great guys.
Fucking swell dudes.
Yeah.
Really, I did a skit with them. I don't think it ever aired. They probably had to fucking douche it because of my acting. I don't know. I went out there, I pulled a fucking calf muscle too, doing it.
Yeah, you know who's got some acting chops?
Oh.
Comia.
Anthony.
Yeah, I shot that thing with him the other day, and he's I didn't know I mean, I didn't think he couldn't act. That's why I wanted him to do it.
But anybody,
I mean, he came in with the script and did it, and he was. I was like, I didn't. There were nothing, like, no notes. I was like, yeah, that's how it's supposed to go.
Anybody? What the fuck?
What's the matter?
You hear that?
No.
Hang on 1 second. So, sorry, there was a little fucking fuck up there. Yeah, well, look, at anybody who can do characters can act.
Right.
Anybody who can whip out a fucking character like that can act.
Yeah, man. He, it's, you know, I wrote this little thing, and I want it like a. When I was writing it, I was like, I need like a guy that looks like a, like just like an old school, like rock. Like this guy's just been to a million concerts
right,
in his day.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was writing it, and then I was like, oh, and then the guy starts singing. And then I was like, wait, Anthony looks like that guy, and he can sing. I was like, that's perfect if you would do this. And he was like, yeah, I'll fucking do it. I don't give a shit.
That's right.
And we shot it, but he came over the day before to just run through it a couple times. And I was just like, dude, that's literally exactly how it's supposed to be. Like, it was awesome, you know?
Yeah.
Again, not that I didn't think he couldn't do it. I just
but you
thought,
didn't think he could do it as good.
I just...
just say it.
You didn't think he was
You didn't think he was going to be good. You thought he could do it, and with your help, you could get him to where he needs to be. Right, but
no,
you didn't think he was going to be actually good.
That's not what I meant. I just was like, God damn, he just hit it right out of the gate. You know,
he's a closet actor.
Yeah,
he really is. I bet he was fucking excited too. Right?
Yeah, dude. And there'd be like a place here and there where I'd go, and like that's like, he'd say like this line doesn't make sense, and I go, that's because he's supposed to get like, that's where he realizes like. Da, 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 da. And he would go, oh, now I get it. And then he would do it and it would be perfect.
Really?
You're just like,
that's great.
I didn't know you could do this, man.
That's funny. I watched that movie Insidious, by the way.
Woo!
Dude, it's here's the problem with you, okay? You know what a pussy I am.
Yeah.
Right? And you knew what this movie entailed, how it was very deceiving of how fucking creepy it was going to be. Right? You know how scary this movie was.
Yeah, dude. It scared the fucking shit out of me.
Yeah. And you knew it was going to happen to me.
I knew it was the kind of scary that would freak you out. Dude, I didn't know it was going to get you the way it did, though, man. Jesus Christ.
Dude, I'm watching this, and it's addictive, too. It's like an addictive movie because it's almost a puzzle, and you have to figure shit, which makes you want to watch it. You know, a scary movie like, you know, Friday the 13th, but you know the guy's coming. There's no puzzle to solve. Like, why? What's going on? Who are... That's what kept happening. The first scene when the shit started moving and that little kid came out of the fucking drawer or the closet that she opened and the little kid... It didn't make... It was like, what? And he just jumped off and left.
Old man-faced kid.
It gave me the shivers.
Yeah, dude.
Like the shivers. And this bitch, this is what made this movie so fucked up. It happened during the day.
Yeah.
You never hear of hauntings during the day. And that's what made it so real for me, or so different, is that this shit, that closet just opened during the day.
Yeah.
There's nothing scarier than a fucking ghost. A day ghost.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then at night, the one scene that really, I had to shut it off again. I had to stop watching it 5 times. The other time, the alarm going off with the front door open.
Yeah, that part's pretty...
intense.
And in a weird way, because it's not like, I don't think there's any ghosts in that part.
Nothing.
It's just weird.
It's just the alarm going off and the door being opened. And I'm not going to kill the movie, because if you haven't seen it yet, go watch it. And if you don't think it's scary, I don't care. Do not email me. Do not email Joe. Well, none of us give a fuck about it.
Right.
So fuck you. But if you, that's Conan. We should put Conan on the podcast.
Yeah.
Hang on. Hello. Hey, you're on the podcast with me and Joe.
Who's on?
Wow, you haven't been on in a long time. Joe DeRosa, your other client?
Hey, is it Angry Joe,
It's I think it's just Joe today. Hang on, I don't even think he's coming through. Oh, here it is. It's not. Why is it not working?
You got to put it on speaker.
Yeah, I thought I did, but it's not working. Hello?
Hey, I'm here.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so what's up? Well, is it business?
It's one quick business thing that I want to know if you wanted to do a Man Cow interview tomorrow on his show for the Chicago gig this weekend. Kind of time sensitive, that's what I'm calling.
Let me call you back on that, okay? Thanks, buddy.
Bye, Connor.
He did say man cow, didn't he?
It sounded like that's what it sounded like.
Oh, God. I don't know about that. I don't think we get along. I don't know. Anyways.
So if it's not scary, if you don't think it's scary, shut up. Yeah. Right? That's what you're just saying.
Yeah, it's like, I don't care. Yeah. This is fucking frightening movie. I mean, the ending was a little surreal, whatever, but it didn't throw me out of it totally because they finally just went down a different path that I'd never thought of, which was actually interesting. That realm of whatever
right,
with the father and the kid, you know, but it was fucking that. There's some certain parts of that, man. The shit happened. I mean, just a lot of Dago shit happening, which fucks
tons
me up. It's like, dude, you're not supposed to. You do the witching hour is between this and this.
Tons.
You know. It's like, wow.
They what's it called? The day ghost, the one that you were talking about that jumps out of the closet.
Mm-hmm.
That did like the thing. I think there's like a bunch of things that always scare me, but anytime it's a little boy with an old man face, that really scares me. They did that in The Mouth of Madness and it fucking freaked me out really bad.
Right.
And then, you're right. There is something about the daytime thing. I wrote a horror thing once where the stuff was happening in a guy's apartment in New York.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's fucking scary because you think like you never see it in the city. It's always the old house wherever.
Yeah.
But then if you did it in the city, it just gives you this thing of like, yeah, it can get to you there, you know? So that's what scared me, the day thing too. You're like, no, it can
happen.
Turn the lights on won't help.
Yeah. You don't get to fucking turn the lights on. Like, and get away from this thing. Yeah, open that. Look on the ceiling. There he is. What the fuck?
Right.
You know, and then when she ran out of the house and looked back through the window and saw this thing dancing.
I know. It was so scary that it was dancing. Like, it was creepy, man.
This movie is fucking creepy. And then at the end, it gets a little crazy, but I played. I think it played.
It works.
I think it does. I think it does work. It's a scary movie, and the fact that I didn't even hear about this movie makes me angry.
It got really... I went and read all the reviews after I watched it, and it didn't get great reviews. They all said... Everybody said the same thing. They were like, the third act of the movie can't live up to the first two acts.
Yeah.
And they were like, but no movie could. They're like, they set the bar so fucking high at the beginning that they're like, there was no way to end this thing. Great.
Yeah, they could fucking not have a happy ending. Finally, in a fucking horror movie, they could not have a happy ending. Someone could die, and somebody could have to kill themselves. Right. Something terrible should have happened in that movie. That's why they
at the end.
Yeah,
no, the end's not happy.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, but it's not happy, but it's not, I get what you're saying.
Right.
It's not happy, but it's not, it's like, I don't know, it was, you know, like The Exorcist, okay? The guy jumped out the fucking window.
Right.
Okay, he killed himself.
Right.
That's not happy. That's an ending.
Right.
This wasn't an ending.
I know what you're saying.
It was like, come on.
I got you.
You know what I mean? If they could have been a little more subtle with that.
I got you.
A little bit more fucking, you know?
Yeah, I watched it with my mom once and she said that she thought the end was really dumb. She almost walked out of the movie. She's like, I'm too scared.
It's fucking terrible.
I know.
At some point.
At the end, she was like, that end was stupid. She was like mad at the ending.
Yeah, they got to figure out that if you're going to make a ghost movie, if you're going to make a demon movie, you got to do the research on ghosts and demons. You got to understand that some, you know, you got to do the research and the more realistic a door swings open, You know, the more realistic you can make it with the certain build up to this thing, having it happen during the day was such a great thing. It's like, wow, you're not safe.
Yeah.
Like those things were great. The ones that they chose were great.
Yeah.
The end got a little weird, but, you know, I get it. But if they just could have made it real, like what would have really happened?
Right.
Like the you know, like the Amityville Horror, the guy kills everybody.
Right.
The Exorcist, the guy jumps out the fucking window and kills himself.
Right.
That's a reality. That really happens. It's like, you know, this stuff was like, all right, now what? What happens? Oh, come on.
Yeah, it got a little elaborate at the end.
Yeah, well, yeah, and it added a whole new element. Like, this lady can see stuff that other people can't? Is that what... It got a little weird.
Yeah, she... what the fuck was it at the end?
His hand. Yeah, he went to hand or something, and he looked, and it was the thing. I don't want to give away. We're trying not to give away the end. No, anyways. They won't know what the fuck that means. They won't know what
it means. And it doesn't, listen, the ending doesn't matter. I won't.
Yeah.
But even if we told you the end, that's not the part you're watching it for. You're watching it for the first hour and 15 minutes of ghosts popping up in the worst places.
Day ghosts. You got to watch it for the day ghosts. They're
just
fucking crazy.
Scaring the shit out of you.
I shut it off 5 times. And then I finally watched the end of it in bed at like 3 a.m. on my iPad. Watching it on a big screen, way more terrifying. If you're a pussy, a little screen helps. When it's little,
right.
Like I almost put it down to my iPhone because that's how little these people had to be, so it didn't fucking scare me. Watching it on a 50-inch plasma, go fuck yourself. That's too real. That was too real. I had to move it down to my iPad and put it on a pillow so I can. I was like, this isn't real. Look how small the people are. Yeah, but Insidious, man. What a fucking great movie.
Yeah, yeah.
What a great fucking movie.
Definitely the best horror movie that I've seen in a while.
Yeah, there was one English movie. I forget. It was English exorcism type thing, like possession movie. I can't find it. It was done in England. It was about being possessed. This girl or this family got possessed in this house. And you know those English houses with the small little hallways and the little stairs and the in little rooms, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's always scarier to have a possession or a demon in a small little English house than these big American homes with these huge hallways that 9 people can run down. You know?
I want to check out what the fuck is it called? I went to Kim's video the other night with Jared. Remember Jared that used to co-host the show?
Yeah.
We went to Kim's video the other night. It's in the East Village. Great, great fucking DVD shop and music shop. Tons of DVDs. They section it off by country and genre.
Yeah.
So any weird fucking offbeat, goofy shit you're looking for, they got it. We're in the horror section. He's a big horror movie guy, and he watches them a lot, and he doesn't get freaked out easily. He pulled a DVD out. He goes, dude, I swear to God, this movie almost made me faint.
What is it?
I can't remember the name of it.
You're shitting me.
No, and I go, I can find out. And
call him right now.
Yeah, and I was like, why? And he goes, dude, it's the most disturbing fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. He literally, dude. He goes,
is it
I
new?
Almost fucking fainted. It didn't look that old.
Yeah, but is he that guy?
No. When I told him about you with Insidious, he was like, that pussy, he had to shut it off.
I'll fucking slap his face.
No, we talk about horror movies all the time, and we trade DVDs and stuff. He's into that shit, man, and he looked really fucking serious when he said it, and I was like, Jesus. Let's put it this way. I didn't want to see it when he said it. I wasn't like, ooh, really?
Well,
freaked me out.
I did a whole fucking show, dude, last week about, did you hear my, I caught a ghost. I caught an EVP.
Yeah, you played it for me.
How scary was that?
Did you do it on the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How creepy was that?
So scary. But you know what?
What?
I just watched this. I'm going to call him. Hold on a second. I just watched this documentary about. Hold on.
Hang on.
First.
This is Joe yawning.
Excuse me. Sorry.
It's all right. Someone think it was a ghost.
Come on, pick up, stupid.
I know you fucking.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I work too. I know what work is. You don't work. You're your own boss, fuckface. You're not at fucking Staples where you can't take a break. You're at your apartment in your underwear.
I knew why you were calling.
Why?
Hold on. Did it beep?
I don't know. We were yelling at each other.
Jared. Jared, Joe, call me back. I need to know the name of that movie that you showed me in Kim's video that you said almost made you faint. Text it to me or call me. I need to know as soon as possible, actually. All right, thanks. Bye. I knew what you called. I knew you were calling to say I got to move the podcast time back to later.
How did you know?
Because I knew.
You didn't know that.
I just
at
knew.
All. You did not know
You're
that.
A big fan of not leaving details on the voicemail. Like, you like to leave a 5-second, call me back.
I like to talk to people because your question could be another question, that another question, I have another question. I don't like texting because I'm not a fucking 13-year-old girl.
Oh, geez.
And I don't like leaving voice messages because I know how phones work, Joe. I know how the business works. I know how, I know what you do. I know your apartment. I know when you wake up. I know you because I know me, okay? And I know that phone rang and you didn't answer it, okay? You looked at it and you didn't answer it. And then, because you're in the middle of something, okay. But then you texted back, hey, blah, 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 I'm working, okay?
I called you.
No, you texted.
Oh, I said, I'm working, what's up?
And yeah, then you said, and then I said, call me when you get a chance. Because I'm not texting, I'm not sitting there writing a paragraph to have you ask another question for another paragraph.
I wouldn't ask another
question. You don't know. I don't know that, though. So
fair enough.
You called me, and boom, boom, bang, we're done.
Bang, zoom. What do you mean I never answer my phone?
Never
answer
all
the fucking time on the phone.
All right. Well, we'll from now on, we're gonna keep track.
Let's
do that.
Do that.
Let's just do it.
Can I get a water real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead. We'll take a little break. I'm good.
I think you're going to laugh at that. It was a positive thing.
That's pretty funny.
I think we're
back on. All right, we got it. We got, who's that? Is that him?
No, that's Annie Letterman.
Who's that? Is that Letterman's wife?
No. No. She's a girl comic.
I'm out.
She's been opening for Norton.
We're out. I'm done.
With girl comic?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh. She's funny, man. She's really fucking funny.
Right.
She's a fucking cunt.
Oh, Jesus.
Actually, she'd be good for you on here if you want like a girl that really can run her fucking mouth and take.
No, I don't. I don't want a fucking chick. I don't want a broad that can run her mouth.
But it, like in a good way, I mean.
No, I don't want anybody running their mouths.
I don't mean like that. I mean like.
No, everything's fine. I don't want any fucking mouth runners.
She's like a Schumer, but like a direct Schumer, not like a passive.
I'd rather
like,
have Schumer.
Fucking Schumer.
I don't know who she is. Really?
I trashed her so hard on an email chain.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Are we recording?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Yeah, I told you that 10 minutes ago.
Can you cut that part out?
Come on.
Ooh.
Do you really want me to?
Yeah, just the
come on.
I'll tell the Schumer story.
Just tell the Schumer story and you can get out of it. I know you love Amy. We love everybody.
Ooh. Man, I just beefed. Ooh, it stinks.
What are you going to do? What did you do?
They had a surprise.
Do you want me to cut that? Oh, are you really? I don't want you to be. Listen,
I feel like
you're
it
in a
sounded.
Good, it sound, yeah,
sounded
you said,
cunty when I went. She's like Amy, but not like me.
You
like
called her a cunt. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I didn't know we were recording.
I told you. I said we're recording. I said we're recording. I didn't even sneak it in on you.
Who cares? I don't fucking care.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? You're moving back to Pennsylvania. You're out of the business.
I know. Farewell, Hollywood. Say goodbye to Hollywood. Play that Billy Joel song.
Joe's lighting the place on fire as he goes.
That's so funny, dude. She sent out this.
Yeah.
We were on an email chain. They were having a surprise brunch.
Yeah.
For a friend of ours.
Right.
And we were on the they had this email chain amongst a few of us, whatever, about setting it up and everything. And Amy writes this fucking email. Hold on, let me see if I can find this thing.
Oh, no.
Let me read this thing. This email, it was the most fucking humble brag, passive aggressive email I have ever heard in my life. This is. All right.
Yeah.
She writes, yo, 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 lo siento. I am in St. Lucia with Kimby. I will do my best to stop by and say hey, but I'll be home in NYC for less than 24 hours before I fly to LA. I found out I'm doing Kimmel on Monday, airing Tuesday, so I got no time, y'all. I heart all of you, except... Oh, excuse me. I heart all of you, except I am on the fence about you, Al. Al Jackson comic, right?
Right.
Thanks for getting my back on the Big J Show, friend. There's apparently some radio show called the Big J Show, and he was on with Steve-O. Steve-O started trashing Amy, and Al just sat there and didn't say anything.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
So I'm reading this thing, and I'm going, this fucking humble brag asshole. So I write back to everybody. I go, "Que pas, y'all? Can't wait for tomorrow. My schedule is crazy, but I'll be there."
How do you actually spell crazy?
C-A-dash-razy. They wrote, "I'm flying back from Aruba in the morning. I'm there now with Yoshi." Yoshi's the lizard from Super Mario Brothers.
It's also Yoshi's also that fucking Japanese porn dude that got fired who tried to do comedy. "Hello, Jim Norton, can I have tickets?"
So they go, "Then I only have 36 hours in New York before I leave for El Dorado, the lost city of gold, to tape my special. Also, I found out Letterman needs me to guest host on Wednesday. It airs Wednesday, TiVo." And then at the bottom I wrote, "I love all of you, even you, Al. Hey, Al, remember that time we did that thing that no one else on this email chain was involved in? Forget it. I'll just talk to you about it when I see."
Oh, shit, man.
And then she bounced back with.
Oh, God.
She fucking bounces back with, "This is a list of all our good friends, so I thought I could share. Sorry, Joe. Didn't make you to feel bad. Now go take a nice nap on Burr's couch."
Ooh.
Right? A little personal.
Wow.
A little personal.
Okay.
So then I wrote back, "Dear Amy, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to respond." Sincerely, Joe DeRose.
That's funny, dude. That's fucking funny. That's a nice hot one. How long did it take you to write that email?
That first one, I thought about it for a little bit. Yeah, I was driving in the car. I called Soder. I workshopped the email on him.
Right. Hey, you got to work that out. You don't want to fuck that up.
Yeah.
That was a perfectly well-executed response. Ah, shit, dude.
Oh, fuck.
Well, listen, man. We got to wrap this up. We got a book meeting in a few minutes.
Yeah.
With the lawyer. Very close to being done with this book. And it pubs.
October,
man.
So early October.
You guys, you motherfuckers out there, me, Burr, and DeRosa, we got this book coming out, Cheat, A Man's Guide to Infidelity.
Yeah.
It's coming out. It's going to be huge. It's going to be big, and we need all your support. So when we start telling you, you know, where to go and where to get it and what to do, you guys make sure you fucking help us spread the word.
Please do.
Yes.
Please do. And by the way, we have an official pub date. It is I don't know it off the top of my head, but it's early October. Yeah. There was a time period where, excuse me, like last fall, we thought it was coming out in February.
Yeah.
So yeah, you'd now see people, we go, "No, February, this isn't us going, no, now it's October, and then it's going to be," it's like, no, it's definitely October.
It's happening. Out. It's fucking happening. The book is coming out, which is great. I can't fucking wait. And you'll be able to see the movie.
Yeah.
When you buy the book, we're working that out. So all you motherfuckers who want to see the movie, you'll be able to do that too. I know, directed by Joe DeRosa. It's
you know, goes without saying.
So anyways, hopefully you come back on, dude. Maybe we'll do this again sometime.
Yeah.
I know you're going back to your family. You're going to be taking care of business, but you'll definitely come back on. Well, someday we're going to have to play that fucking podcast where we got into a fight. Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things, dude. I hope in the future I can come back and make an appearance.
Come on,
again.
Are you out of your mind? You come back on anytime you want.
But at the same time, I'm not so arrogant to go or unfair to go.
Shut your face.
Hey, Bob, when I decide I want to, you know.
Joe, you just call up and go, "I'm in town. Can I come on?" Of course.
Thank you.
Joe.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Thank you.
Anytime. And we're going to try to put together a live show, and I'm going to see if you're around, because if you want to do that.
Okay.
Well, you come and do the live show. We're going to do another one, maybe Atlantic City or somewhere.
Okay.
Me, you, and Soda.
That'd be fun.
And
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll see what's going on. We're going to try to do that. Make sure you get your fucking Dangerous Joe t-shirt, too.
I have it. You know, I was going to wear mine today. It's too big for me.
Is it?
Yeah, so I'm going to give mine to my dad and get a size. I'm going to buy a size smaller.
I'll get you one. You don't have to fucking buy it. Go to the riotcast.com merch page. Get that fucking Dangerous Joe shirt. Actually, Soda's shirt actually made a comeback.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we actually talked about it on the show one day.
Good.
He just wasn't selling shit, but he made a comeback.
Good.
I think
good.
It was because of St. Patty's Day. But anyways.
And I want to say thanks, dude. Just not to get too sentimental here, but you know, thanks for all the times, man. You know, we had it was a very consistent thing in my life for a little while, and to all the fans that were so supportive and write to me and stuff, and you know, write to us. And
well, keep fucking writing. And a lot of them told you to go do your own podcast,
you know?
And you should. You should think about it. You should think about you're going to be home. Do your set up your own shit. And I mean, look, dude, a lot of people from this love you. Right. Everybody.
I mean,
there's thousands of people every week. 30,000 people listen to this fucking thing, bro. And more. I mean, the new fans aren't going to know who you are, but the old fans will know who you are. But you should, you know, think about it, bro. And if you ever do come out with one, I'm going to fucking send everybody over there.
Thanks,
but again, dude. You come on whenever the fuck you want.
Thanks,
Joe,
brother.
Your fucking seat and your microphone is always there.
Thanks, brother.
So you go home and do your thing.
Thank you.
Take care of your family. You want to call in Skype?
Thank you.
You want to fucking, you know, you're getting bored. You're getting a little fucking, you know, when we're doing it, dude, I want to call in.
Thank you.
You come the fuck in, dude. I don't give a shit who's here. You get the fuck on.
Thank you.
I'll always hold on the mixer. I'll always hold number two will be open for you.
Jeez.
How's that?
Thank you.
Number two will always be open. I'll leave it open.
It sounds gay when you say it, but
you like it because you're gay. Anyways.
I mean gay like my number two will be open. Like your butthole.
But here's the deal, dude. I want to thank you. I want you to thank the Blue Microphone, too.
Yeah, yes.
And the Syndicate and Laugh Button Live.
Yeah, the Laugh Button. Yeah, I was going to say that.
The Laugh Button.
Laugh Button and Syndicate. And Blue Mics, you know, thanks for the mics. I got some mics.
You got the Yeti.
They got the Yeti, and I got the gold
200.
The gold tipped blue mic.
It's called the 200. The 200. Yeah. You're walking out of the podcast with the 200.
Yeah, that's a very nice microphone.
It's like an award.
It is.
You won a fucking award.
It is. It doesn't look like it'd be a little stand with a plaque.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're both great. The 200 I was particularly excited about.
Yeti's the fucking shit, dude.
Yeah,
especially if you're going to call in on Skype. You'll sound as good as we do here. That's what the Yeti is the best thing. If you're doing a podcast by yourself or with one other person, that's what Rich and Bonnie use. But also, if you're using Skype, you want to sound like you're in the room with somebody, that fucking Yeti.
Right.
It's incredible. That mic's incredible. You're going to love that fucking thing.
Right. I've used it a couple times with you, and I always thought it was a great...
But let's do this. Let's do a tech talk because I've been doing tech talk with Bobby and Dan. It just stinks.
Sit your ass down. It's time for tech talk. Tech talk with Bobby and Joey. But let's do one
with me and you.
All right, let's do
ready?
It.
We're going to do tech talk.
Oh, wait, that's ready? My part. Sorry.
Here we go. We're going to do
tech talk
with Bobby and Joe. Hey, did you hear the song that the guy came up with?
Yeah, it's great.
It's a great song. Well, now we're going to have to change it because you're moving back to fucking Pennsylvania.
Just cut off the end where it says Bobby and Joe.
You hate that part. I love that part. The fans love the Bobby and Joe part.
You can still use his song is my point, though.
We need him to do another one with Bobby and whoever. Bobby and Dan. Fucking Kelly Fashtuka does the end. Bobby and Dan. She goes up. That stupid Aussie accent.
Oh,
hello, man. Bob.
It does. I never noticed until you said it. Everything sounds like a question.
Yeah. It always goes up at the end.
I went to the store and I bought some ham.
Exactly. But anyways, dude, we're going to do some tech talk. I love doing it with you because you fucking Dan brought up flight.
He told me that. I wanted to throw my fucking Jägermeister in his face when he told me that. Fucking asshole.
He just stinks.
And he really tried to own it, too. He's like, oh. He's like, yeah, fucking airplanes, dude.
Oh, God. I wanted one to fall on him. A nice an F-18 like that happened, that fell in someone's backyard. I wish that happened to Dan in fucking Astoria, Queens. Nice fucking engine from a plane falls on his fat head.
Fucking big-headed douchebag. Sorry, Dan. Jesus.
Anyway, really, we're going to do your tech talk today. This is your tech talk. No, I have something, but we're going to make it your tech talk.
Okay, but I'd like you to go first.
Okay. Mine is very simple. My tech talk today is I want people to go to Instagram. I want people to actually join. Instagram is my new, I don't know if I've done this before. Have I? No.
I've never heard it.
Well, my new favorite, it's like Twitter, but with photos. But it's less abusive. It's less, you know, there's less assholes on it. There's less, you know, because in order to be on it, you actually have to do something. You have to take photos. So, you know, I still have to block every once in a while. Somebody will say something stupid. You know, like some guy, last guy I blocked, he said gay. And then I went to his page and it was him and his little kid. And I wrote gay. And then it was a little kid on a tricycle. I went gayer. How do you like it?
Anyways, good.
But, you know, it's Instagram. It just got bought by Facebook for $1 billion. $1 billion.
Jesus Christ.
Facebook just bought it. So they're integrating it into Facebook now. I would get it now, get the app. I know Facebook's probably going to ruin it somehow. I actually just downloaded all my photos, and you can do that. You can download your photos if you have an Instagram account that you really fucking like, and you want to make sure you keep all your photos so Facebook doesn't fuck it up. There's a program out. It's actually on Instagram. I posted it on my Instagram, Robert Kelly Live. Go to my Instagram. The last photo I put up there has the information about the actual program that you can go. And it's called Instaport. Go to Instaport.com. You can take all your photos off of Instagram, put them on your computer, desktop, so you have them all. You don't lose them all, because I don't know what the fuck Facebook's going to do with all my photos. Mm. So make sure you go to Instaport, get all your photos off of Instagram. If you're not a member of Instagram, join now. It's one of my favorite apps on the iPhone. You take a photo wherever you are. You can show people where you're going through the day. You know, all the bullshit that, you know, it's not text. It's just your fucking, and they have filters, and you can fucking take really cool photos and show other people and get a bunch of fans and other people that take great photos, which I'm into. I like it. So I would suggest, and it's cool too, because when I go on the road, I'm in New York. I landed in Denver. I'm here. I'm in Reno. Here's the hotel after the show. You can kind of see my whole day some days through my Instagram without me having to type it.
That's cool.
So yeah, Instagram, and make sure you go to Instaport and grab all your photos. If you haven't. So that's my tech talk.
That's very cool. And there's a this isn't my thing, but I don't own it. There's a lens. Tom Shalhoub, who's a comic, funny guy, right? Yeah. He showed me this lens that he bought for his iPhone.
Yeah.
$65. It just slides over your camera lens. One side's wide angle. You flip it, the other side's fisheye lens.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, you have it. And you can take it off and have the micro lens.
Yeah, you want it?
Yeah, sure.
You want it?
Yeah.
That was going to be my tech talk next week, but
no. Did I just? Yeah, sorry.
No, I don't give a fuck about it because I don't like it.
Why?
I don't like it. Is that your thing?
No.
Oh, okay. Good. No. You got a good one. I'll explain it. But it's fine. But it's not.
I don't want it. I'm never going to use the fucking thing. I just thought for Instagram addict, they might, you know.
Right. I got a fucking telephoto lens on it. It stinks.
Okay.
Yeah. In order to put it on there, you have to have a certain case. You have to put magnets on your thing. There's all kinds of shit. The one he got, I think, you just slip on the corner, right?
Yeah, it just slides right over.
Yeah, that's actually, I don't got that one, so I won't talk shit about that. The one I got was just fucking stupid. So I'm actually going to check that one out.
All right.
You slide it on, you flip it, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to check that out. That's
the
slide
out. You unscrew the one and it's a micro lens.
Okay, all right, check that out.
Fucking really cool.
All right, so what is your tech talk, Joe?
Oh, dude. Well, Bob, in a depression hole when I was on the road one day.
Oh, you're going to pull it out. And you, wait a minute. You're going to pull something out that I don't have? Ooh.
What's that, dude?
What is that?
Is that, it's the fucking.
Is that the new PSP?
PS Vita?
Oh,
it's the fucking PS Vita, bro. What
it, but is it good? Is it good,
Bobby?
Does it run on fucking those stupid cards?
No. Now I'm gonna take you through this thing.
All right, go ahead.
I just turned it on. Let it just boot up for a second.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure I had battery for the show.
Oh, it looks sleek.
Full touchscreen.
Is it touchscreen? Wow. That's fucking badass.
Full touchscreen.
Wow.
Yeah. So boom, boom, internet browser, all that bullshit, right?
Yeah.
I'm not online. I only got the Wi-Fi. I didn't get the 3G. I'm not online, but see that right there? PS Store?
Yeah.
You go right in, dude. You can download every fucking available game right to the thing.
Really?
So you got to get memory cards, but you can download everything. Or you can go to the store and buy them, and they're these like microchip cards that you slide in.
Okay.
You can do one or the other. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But here's fucking... Hold on. Let me just boot this game for a minute. This is a puzzle game, and then I'll show you like the real shit. But just to show you this, dude.
Yeah. Wow.
This thing is fucking
Did it have
sick.
Two of those? Is that the same layout as the old one?
No, dude. Two analog sticks, right and left buttons, fucking D-pad. Dude, it's a full... This is it, dude.
That's like a remote.
It's the fucking real thing.
That's like a remote. I love the touch screen.
Look at the screen, dude.
Wow, fucking that's fucking screen beautiful. Is
sick. Yeah. Hold on a second.
And the... Ooh...
I don't need online. Can that? Okay.
Okay.
All right, dude, look at that fucking screen, first of all.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's nice and big. It's wide, too. I like that.
Yeah, I think it's the biggest screen for a device like this. So, load that. Start.
Okay.
Continue. I'm just getting in this game to show you something.
Okay. That's pretty beautiful. And it comes with that kit. What does it come with? Tell me what it comes with out of the box.
Well, there's kits you can buy. This is just a puzzle game that runs on, like, you know, touching the screen and stuff. But see how that's happening? See those things popping on the screen?
Yeah.
That's because the whole fucking back is a goddamn touchpad, dude.
What are you talking about?
This is a fucking touchpad.
I don't understand. Why would you need that?
Because you play games where it's like you got to knock a barrel down and you go like that on the back and it fucking falls off the wall. Shit like that.
The so back is touch?
The entire fucking thing is a controller.
Really?
And like when you don't need this, it doesn't matter. It's just the back.
Okay.
But there are games that'll let you use this and use a touch fucking pad on the back. Yeah. So that's pretty sick, dude.
Right.
But let me get out of this, dude. That game's called Escape Planet. That's a really cool, like, puzzle game.
Talking to the mic.
Sorry.
It's all right.
But here's Uncharted.
What is that?
Uncharted's the signature series of games for PlayStation. That was their big series they came out with PlayStation 3.
Right. Ooh.
So this is a new one they made, dude.
Right.
Look at this fucking game, dude. You know what? I don't want you to see it till it's up.
Okay.
I called my friend and I was like, should I get this fucking PS? And he was like, dude, it's
the best.
He's like, you got to get it. It's
really? Nuts. I had one. I loved it. But then those cards, I fucking hated having to carry those cards.
The PSP stunk. I had it. Well, it didn't stink.
It was the shit when it came out.
Yeah. It had a couple good games, but then they couldn't figure it out.
Right.
Like, and the launch for this, all the games are getting about an 8 rating.
Right.
Which for launch is good.
Yeah.
It'll only get better.
Right.
But, okay. Let me get this fucking going, dude. Yes. Oh, shit. Okay.
All right.
It's loading just for
a second. Okay, loading. I like the style of it better, too. It's not as... It's a little fatter, which I like, and a little smaller
this way.
It's
sturdy. Yeah, and it's wide.
Yeah.
Front camera, back camera.
Really? Has cameras?
Yeah.
No shit. What do you use that for?
Just take pictures. There's, like, you know, picture apps and shit. You can do Twitter and all that bullshit on it.
No shit.
Keyboard, everything. Dude, look at that fucking game, dude.
Let me see that. Let me hold this. Let me hold it. I'm going to hold it right now. Let
PSP
me tell the fans.
That's PSP 3.
Okay.
I mean, that's PlayStation 3.
Lighter than the old one.
Graphics.
Right?
Yeah. Wow. Look at those fucking graphics, dude.
Wow. What is it brought? Wow. Wow. Yeah, this is a life ruiner. This is a life ruiner right here,
dude,
brother.
It's the greatest thing I've ever like laid in bed with, like on the road, because you're just like, I'm playing video games. I'm laying in bed.
And do they have like Call of Duty? Do they have those games?
It's all coming out. There's like 10 games out right now.
Wow.
But Uncharted is the shit. It's fucking great.
Wow. That's pretty fucking wild.
You can download a lot of the PSP games to it. So you can download like God of War and all that stuff right to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, it's pretty wild.
And they're going to expand those libraries. There's like 60 games slated for the next year of release or whatever. You know what I mean? They're going to get Call of Duty. They're getting Bad Company.
Wow. That's pretty good. It's light. I like the back. It's got a camera. It's touchscreen. It's got the remote on both sides. It's on the front. That's pretty fucking wild, man. I fucking love it. I love it.
Get it.
I love it.
You
got to
get it, dude.
Now, can you Wi-Fi? Can we play? If you're at your mom's and I'm here, can we play games together?
Yeah, dude. There's a 3G one that you can get.
Really?
Yeah.
So we can both play games, though. If we're both on Wi-Fi, we can connect on a server like and play games together.
Yeah. They have Marvel versus Capcom, the new one.
Yeah.
They have that out for this.
That's pretty
so
cool.
You can play head-on with people. And if you get the 3G one, you can play... You can play on the PlayStation Network against people.
You know, most guys pull out pictures of like a chick they banged and their pussy and her sucking their cock the way you pulled that fucking PSP out of your jacket. You know that, right? And most guys, I actually got excited like you did show me a picture of a chick's fucking nice rack. I was like, oh my God.
I didn't tell you about it because I was like, I'm saving that for I'm going to whip that out on that at that fucking table.
You know, I wasn't into buying it. I was like, fuck that. I got my iPhone, but that screen is huge. The clarity and the movement to have something like that on the road would be fucking crazy.
It looks like 360
yeah,
graphics,
but I like
can't tell.
Even like the iPad, you can have great games, but you don't have that, the thumb stuff. You don't have that
right.
joystick. That's what I love. Having the D-pad, which is awesome.
Dude, when they get Call of Duty on this, ugh. And you can fucking sit like this.
Yeah,
and
with
play
a pair of
Call
headphones.
Call of Duty.
Fuck yeah.
In an airport when you want to kill yourself usually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How long is the battery life?
5 hours.
Okay, that's good.
It's not terrible. It's not great, but you know, it's enough to wait, maybe it's shorter. Maybe it's like 3 to 4.
Okay.
I don't know. It's long enough that I was like, is it long enough to take up the bulk of a flight to LA?
Right.
That's all I cared about, and it is. So,
right.
You know, you're in your hotel, you plug it into the fucking wall.
Now when you go to LA, are you flying out there with Amy? Boom, Joey. Listen, man, I'm gonna fucking miss you. Anytime you want to come back, just please come back, dude.
Thanks.
You know,
buddy.
Just call up. Fuck it, dude. Don't make it so dramatic.
Not at
or
all.
Or as I said in a meeting with my agents one time, dramatical. I want to do dramatical roles. That's what I said. And then they didn't pick me up.
I'm gonna. Anyways, I won't. And thank you. And I miss you too. And it's been great, dude.
Yeah.
You know, your understanding and support through all this has been really great, so thank you.
I love you, brother. So,
love
you know,
too.
Go home, take care of your stuff, and we'll see you soon, hopefully.
I hope so, man.
All right, man.
All right, brother.
All right, Joey. Joe D. Joe DeRosa. Dangerous Joe.
Teen Idol Sensation.
Teen Idol Sensation. Joey Rose.
Joey right? Roses.
Joey Roses.
A lot of nicknames.
There's a fucking many of nicknames, dude. Go get his goddamn T-shirt, because he makes some of that money. We're going to sell that shit.
Buy that shit.
Yeah. And we'll see you next time. You know what, dude? Podcast. We are out.
You know what, dude? Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.